you'll find menorahs all around Dorothy Gafon's immaculate Boise home. These candelabras are the symbol of Hanukkah, and each night of the festival, Jews light one candle or oil light. Some of Gafon's menorahs are traditional, others aren't.
These I have for the little kids, you know. It's just a little wind-up menorah with legs, and they hop around.
This year, for the first time, her Hanukkah decorations are interspersed with her Thanksgiving ones.
That little turkey my granddaughter made when she was very little.
Dorothy's husband, Marty Gafon, says they've had a few months to get used to the idea of Thanksgivica.
It was sometime during the year when somebody might have said, when's the first night of Hanukkah this year? And we looked at it and we said, no, wait a minute, that can't be right. That's Thanksgiving.
The Gafon dining room table has two centerpieces this year, one turkey and one Star of David. For American Jews, both Thanksgiving and Hanukkah are important days. Dan Fink is the rabbi at Boise's Ahavath Beth Israel Synagogue. He says the two holidays work well together.
Thank goodness it isn't Yom Kippur. That's a fast day. It would be a real problem. But Hanukkah is all about gratitude and being given the liberty to observe our own religious traditions in accordance with our own conscience. Well, that's so in keeping with the message of Thanksgiving.
Hanukkah's popularity as a family celebration has been steadily growing among American Jews for decades. Fink says Hanukkah moves around because of how the traditional Jewish lunar calendar syncs with the contemporary solar calendar. Since Thanksgiving also moves a bit, the conditions that bring them together are rare. A full day of Hanukkah won't come on Thanksgiving again for more than 77,000 years. Fink is glad they correspond this year.
I've had people ask, is this going to water down Hanukkah? Is it going to water down Thanksgiving? I don't see it that way at all. I think it just adds a level of richness each to the other.
Marty Gafon agrees.
The lighting of the menorah is kind of showing a light to the coming seasons, and Thanksgiving is the bounty that you're having now, and then replanting, and then doing it all over again. I love it. I wish it would be every year.
The symbolism is not the main reason the Gafons wish Thanksgivica were every year. They have two kids and two grandkids in Boise who they see all throughout Hanukkah, and their son who lives in California always comes for Thanksgiving. But Dorothy says they've never spent Hanukkah with the California grandchildren.
They'll get to go to the synagogue with us on Friday night, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Dorothy says in the 34 years she and Marty have been in Boise, she's sometimes missed New York during Hanukkah. She grew up there and her extended family is there. Holidays can seem lonely in Idaho, where just a tiny fraction of the population is Jewish. But she says having her grandchildren here makes up for it. She has a menorah for each of the older grandchildren to light and a cartoon one with light bulbs for the youngest.
I have a 3-year-old grandson that's coming, so I thought this one would be fun.
Push the black button on top.
Dorothy doesn't just decorate for Hanukkah. She's known for her holiday cooking. This year, many people are trying to bring a Thanksgiving flair to Hanukkah foods, like using sweet potatoes in the traditional potato pancakes known as latkes. Dorothy won't be infusing her Hanukkah food with Thanksgiving flavors, but she says she always makes some traditional Jewish dishes for her Thanksgiving feast. So tomorrow, chicken soup with matzo balls will share space with the turkey. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.